Welcome to Common Sense Coalition Talk Radio, where you'll find straight talk from people with good old common sense.
I trust your opinion.
And now, for your host, she's putting sense back into nonsense.
Absolute insanity.
Well, you can hear me on the radio.
Your host, Beth Ann.
And I welcome you today to CSC Talk Radio. It's my honor, my privilege, and my pleasure to be here with you. You know, I'm sitting here and I'm going through all these articles. I told my producer before, I don't even know what to lead in with. But I put out on Facebook and Twitter, you know, it's a war on obesity, a war on poverty, the war on terror, the war on drugs, and it goes on and on and on and on. And we don't seem to win these wars. We spend a lot of money, but we don't seem to win any of these wars. We have been talking about some of these things for I don't know how long. One goes all the way back to Lyndon B. Johnson. And that's the war on poverty. And we see that it has done nothing, really, but we have thrown a lot of money into it, but it has gotten worse and not better. So I think we're going to lead with that today. How's that? We also have lots of things going on with all kinds of chatter regarding who's going to run for office and who's not. And they're all acting like it's a big secret. You know, they got to think about it. They got to think about it. And we'll get into that later if we have time. Well, this is an article from the Daily Signal. And we've seen some of these figures before, but the war on poverty has been a colossal flop. It's what they titled this. And I think you will agree. Think about your community and think about what they're really doing. Today, the U.S. Census Bureau will release its annual this week. This came out this morning. Its annual report on poverty. This report, noteworthy, because this year marks the 50th anniversary of President Lyndon B. Johnson's launch of the War on Poverty. Liberals claim that the War on Poverty has failed because we didn't spend enough money. Their answer is just to spend more. Now, we've seen that in everything. We are spending so much money on education right now, and they will always threaten education. But we throw money into everything, and it doesn't seem to get any better. And I'll tell you what, folks, money's not the answer. Efficiency doesn't necessarily come with money. The facts show that it's the other way. As far as throwing money at it. Since its beginning, the U.S. taxpayers, are you ready for this? Are you sitting down? Put your coffee down. I don't want you to choke on it. U.S. taxpayers have spent $22 trillion on Johnson's war on poverty. Now, think about the irony of that. $22 trillion to fight poverty. Now, they're not suggesting the irony, but I'm suggesting the irony there. Adjusting for inflation, that's three times more than was spent on a military wars since the American Revolution. All of the wars since the American Revolution. $22 trillion spent to fight poverty. A war on poverty. The federal government currently runs more than 80 means-tested welfare programs. These programs provide cash, food, housing, and medical care to low-income Americans. Federal and state spending on these programs last year was $943 billion. These figures do not include your Social Security, your Medicare, or your unemployment insurance. Over 100 million people About one-third of the U.S. population received aid from at least one welfare program at an average cost of $9,000 per recipient in 2013. If converted into cash, current means-tested spending is five times the amount needed to eliminate all poverty in the U.S. Think about the lack of efficiency, the lack of common sense, and the taking of taxpayers' money to fight something that they're not even really going to try and win. It says, but today's census will almost certainly proclaim that around 14% of Americans are still poor. We should have just divvied it out, $22 trillion. The present poverty rate is almost exactly the same as it was in 1967, a few years after the war on poverty started. Census data actually shows that poverty has gotten worse over the last 40 years. How is that possible? How can the taxpayers spend $22 trillion on welfare while poverty gets worse? The answer is, it isn't possible. Census counts a family as poor if its income falls below specified thresholds. But in counting family income, Census ignores nearly the entire $943 billion welfare state. For most Americans, the word poverty means, you know, when you think of that, it means significant material depravity. You don't have things, you don't have stuff, an inability to provide a family with adequate nutrition, with food, reasonable shelter and clothing, you just don't have it. But only a small portion of the more than 40 million people labeled as poor by the census fit that description. The media frequently associates the idea of poverty with being homeless, but less than 2% of the poor are homeless. Only 1 in 10 live in mobile homes. I kind of had to chuckle at that. I started out in a mobile home. The typical house or apartment of the poor is in good repair and uncrowded. It is actually larger than the average dwelling of non-poor French, German, or English. That's interesting, isn't it? According to government surveys, the typical family, are you ready, that census identifies as poor has air conditioning, cable or satellite TV, and a computer in his home. 40% have a widescreen HD TV, and another 40% have internet access. Three quarters of the poor own a car, and roughly a third have two or more cars. These numbers are not the result of the current bad economy pushing middle-class families into poverty. Instead, they reflect a steady improvement in living conditions among the poor for many decades. The intake of protein, vitamins, and minerals by poor children is virtually identical with upper-middle-class kids. According to surveys in the U.S., by the U.S. Department of Agriculture, the overwhelming majority of poor people report they were not hungry even for a single day during the prior year. Well, there's more to report on this. I found it very, very interesting. The war on poverty, $22 trillion spent. Interesting, don't you think? 877-895-5410. You're listening to CSE Talk Radio. Your calls are welcome. Stay on task today. It's not a free-for-all. 877-895-5410. And we will be right back.
It was once said, the pen is mightier than the sword. We're living in a time now that is demanding the Republic to speak up. Grievances need to be put before our elected officials. They need to hear from you. Mainstream media isn't telling the constitutional truth about issues in this nation. There's an agenda afoot that's being used against we the people. Commit now to send at least one of your representatives the pen. There will be no excuse for their lack of knowledge. Pick your state or national representative and senators, or even your governor. It's time to bring common sense back into our governing. Let the Republic be heard. The Pen is a bi-monthly publication for only $24.95. Order yours and order theirs. $24.95 per subscription. CSC Talk Radio, P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018. Order four and get the fifth one free. For credit card, visit csctalkradio.com. CSC Talk Radio listeners are reaching out to bring America home.
BioAg, working with nature naturally. Murray Bast has been my guest several times here on CSC Talk Radio. You know now he's devoted to helping farmers and ranchers. Murray is my common sense voice for improved agriculture. Farmers and ranchers are vital to any nation. Our food and how it's grown is more than just planting a seed, slopping the hogs, or feeding the cows. There's a science to it, and it takes a special kind of people. Since 1982, their mission has been to produce and supply products and services that warrant and support true sustainable agriculture. BioAg is a major supplier of natural products and services for livestock and crop production. Become a BioAg distributor. BioAg consultants and distributors are devoted. BioAg.com has all the products you need to improve your bottom line as well as improve your products and health. Visit bio-ag.com or call them at 1-800-363-5278. That's 1-800-363-5278. CSC Talk Radio continues our goal to bring America home. I've made it my mission to help small businesses who are ready to serve America on a national level. CSC Talk Radio can help your business, too. I'm proud to bring to you TM Firearms Training, Tim Milligan. Sometimes an instructor, always a student. Tim Milligan is TM Firearms Training. He offers training in defensive shooting and tactics to defend yourself, your family, and the innocent. Tim has been teaching defensive shooting professionally for over 4 years and in private sessions for over 15 years. NRA certified basic pistol instructor, range safety officer, Tim is a distinguished expert marksman in pistol and revolver. Tim Milligan, sometimes an instructor, always a student. Visit tmfirearmstraining.wordpress.com. That's tmfirearmstraining.wordpress.com or call 319-371-6698. Let CSC Talk Radio help your business go national. We have returned. We're talking about the war on poverty. Now, by golly, we have wars on everything. We have war on obesity. We talked about a little bit about that yesterday. We've got the war on terror, the war on drugs, and it goes on and on and on. And as I posted it out there, I said, in the war on the Constitution, all these things, to take the money from the American people and continue to do that is unconstitutional. That's not what the government is established to do. Well, let's continue with this war on poverty and how much it's done. It says we can be grateful that the living standards of all Americans, including the poor, have risen in the past half century. But the war on poverty has not succeeded according to Johnson's original goal. Johnson's aim was not to prop up living standards by making more and more people dependent on an ever larger welfare state. No, instead, Johnson sought to increase self-sufficiency, the ability of a family to support itself out of poverty without dependence on welfare aid. Johnson asserted that the war on poverty would actually shrink the welfare rolls and transform the poor from tax eaters into taxpayers. Now, you want to stop and think about that. I don't know if that's really what old Lyndon B. had in mind. But if we were to do that, which we have done the opposite, but if we were to do that, would we not be better off? Wouldn't we need to be providing jobs instead of crippling the industries in this nation? For these people would be able to work or maybe start their own businesses instead of being taken care of by the states. Judged by that standard, the war on poverty has been a colossal flop. The welfare state has undermined self-sufficiency by discouraging work and penalizing marriage. Now stop and think about that. When the war on poverty began, 7% of children were born outside of marriage. Today, 42% of children are born outside of a marriage. By eroding marriage, the welfare state has made many Americans less capable of self-support than they were when the war on poverty began. President Obama plans to spend $13 trillion on means-tested welfare over the next decade. Most of this spending will flow through traditional welfare programs that discourage the keys to self-sufficiency, work, and marriage. The very things that are a foundation of a strong nation is what the welfare state discourages. Break down the family is one of the quickest ways to weaken a nation. And we are a weak nation. We can boast of our military strength, but without money to buy bullets, we're not in much good shape, are we? Rather than doubling down on the mistakes of the past, we should restructure the welfare state around Johnson's original goal, increasing Americans' capacity for self-support. Welfare should no longer be a one-way handout. Able-bodied recipients of cash, food, and housing should be required to work or prepare for work as condition of receiving aid. Welfare's penalty against marriage should be reduced by returning to the original vision of aiding the poor to aid themselves. We can begin, in Johnson's words, to replace their despair with opportunity. Isn't opportunity what the land of America was all about? Isn't that what it was about originally? To be able to pursue happiness? You're not guaranteed happiness, you're able to pursue it. To go after your dreams, to become whatever you want to become. Used to be, you could say when your child was born, they could be president if they want to in this land. That's not so true anymore, because they're kind of picking those out for us, too. Well, I want to pick out the next article to share, because it goes along with this welfare issue. And this is coming, again, from the Daily Signal. But it says, the feds have no idea the extent of SNAP fraud, says Iowa official. Now, SNAP is the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program, and it's coming through the Department of Agriculture, the U.S. Department of Agriculture. If you remember, we talked about that a while back, a long time ago, about welfare being a part of the USDA. Why would that be that way? We're going to take a break here just a second and go to Mike from Texas. Mike, what's on your mind?
Occasional caller Mike here. I'd like to throw in some of this relative to the Bible, since I'm an erstwhile preacher, whatever, off and on. You know, when Joshua went into Canaan and followed God's orders to wipe out seven races of people, I think that was God proving that their behavior was genetic, because he said not only the women, not only the men, but the women, children, even the animals, but every living thing. And the liberals preach we're all created equal, and I think that's a lie.
I don't think so. I think that's scriptural.
I'm not
going to buy that, because I believe we're all equal under God's eyes. Everything's level at the foot of the cross.
Well, of course, under the eyes of the law and under the eyes of God, but the point is that they take it literally out of context in the Declaration of Independence and mean it in the sense that it becomes a lie. If that were true, if we were all created equal, God would not have told Joshua to wipe out seven races of people in the land of Canaan.
Well, he didn't do that because of their race, Mike. He did that because of what they were doing.
Exactly, and that's my entire point. Their behavior was genetic, which means we are not created equal.
I'm not buying that. I am not buying that at all. It is not genetic. It is how you are raised. It is how you are raised.
Papers on it.
You can look at what's gone on in the scriptures, Mike, and you can see where someone who was down and up. What about the people that? What about the woman at the well?
I'm not talking about specific examples from the Bible. God had mercy on people often.
Absolutely. He created everyone equal. He created every nationality and race, and he created them equal. He doesn't consider one to be less than the other.
Then why did he order Joshua to kill every living thing?
Because of how they were living. Because of the sin. It had reached a point where he had had enough of it, and that's the reason he did it, and he didn't want it to come into where they were going.
Look,
that's the reason. It had nothing to do with it. I'm not going to go there. It had nothing to do with their race. It had everything to do with the way they were living, that they had abandoned God absolutely and completely.
And there's tons of research that proves that I'm saying is correct and you're wrong.
Well, that may be, but I don't think so, because
you can measure the difference physically in criminal sociopaths. For example, electrothermal skin response, their alpha waves are different. Their level.
Well, then why even have a savior? Why even have a savior if we're not equal? If we don't all have the opportunity to come to him?
No, everybody has the opportunity.
Absolutely, because we are equal. And I'm going to drop it right there, Mike, because we're kind of off the topic. Okay, we're going to go on to what we were talking about with the poor, with the government assistance programs, and they keep you down. They're not helping anyone gain. But they're keeping people down, and not only that, it encourages corruption. We're going into a break. Your calls are welcome. Keep it on task. Keep it on topic. 877-895-5410. That's 877-895-5410. And we will be right back.
Brings us all home on the range as she continues to fight bureaucrats and educate all. CJ is offering her three best and calling it her trifecta offer. It includes 5 quarters of Range Magazine, her newest hardbound book, Brush Strokes and Balladeers, Painters and Poets of the American West, plus her real buckaroo calendar, all for only $40. It's CJ's trifecta package. CJ Hadley is a patriot, educating the masses with her Range Magazine. 5 quarters of Range Magazine, Brush Strokes and Balladeers, and her real buckaroo calendar. Plus, a special bonus. Add $10 and CJ will throw in another one of her great books, Call of the Cow Country. The trifecta for $40 and the trifecta plus for $50. Order now. Go to rangemagazine.com or give them a call at 1-800-RANGE-4U. That's 1-800-726-4348. Tell them Beth Ann sent you.
Are you one of the millions of people who take pills for pain management? Then listen up. The breakthrough topical pain creams from RX Topical Relief may help reduce your pain without needing to take a pill. Topical pain creams combine the benefits of multiple medications for a greater effect without many of the side effects from pills such as addiction, nausea, and dizziness. In fact, topical pain creams bypass your GI and liver to minimize absorption into your bloodstream. If you're in pain and have private health insurance, call RX Topical Relief today and see if you qualify for topical pain creams. The good news is that there will be very little or no out-of-pocket expense if this prescription is covered by health insurance. Call 1-800-318-0800. That's 1-800-318-0800. Call 1-800-318-0800 today. That's 1-800-318-0800. 1-800-318-0800. RX Topical Relief topical creams are currently not available for Medicare and Medicaid patients.
Affinity 4 is making it easy for you to stay connected with friends and family with their new senior-friendly wireless phone. This Affinity 4 phone features large buttons with an easy-to-use keypad, dedicated speed dial buttons, nationwide coverage on one of America's largest networks, and more. With its dedicated emergency call SOS feature, not only can you stay connected, but you also have the peace of mind knowing that in an emergency situation, you're protected. Plus, it's the only senior-friendly phone that allows you to give back to this radio station. That's right. Through Affinity 4's Give Back program, the proceeds will be donated to this radio station each month. This offer is available while supplies last, so don't wait.
Call 1-800-311-2648. 1-800-311-2648. That's 1-800-311-2648.
C&J Dog Food is a family-owned business taking pride in caring for your pets. They raise pets. They own pets. They love and know dogs. C&J Dog Foods carries three special dog food formulas that are nutrient-packed and designed with your furry animal's health in mind. For your puppy, chicken and rice formula. For your adult pet, you can choose either a chicken and rice formula or beef and rice formula. C&J Dog Food is formulated to meet nutritional levels established by the AAFCO, meeting the nutrient profiles for all stages of your pet's life. Sold in 1-unit 50-pound bags available for pickup and bulk orders, or they offer 20-pound boxes that are easy to handle and convenient to store, as well as home delivery. Call for pricing, 417-452-2781. CJ Dog Food, your pet deserves the best. As breeders themselves, they know dogs. Call today, 417-452-2781, or visit them online at cjdogfood.net.
And we have returned to listening to CSC Dog Radio. This is Beth Ann. We have another Mike. We have a Mike from Virginia. Mike, how are you today?
Hey, how you doing? Good afternoon, good morning.
Whatever.
You're talking about the welfare system. I got a girlfriend of mine who works up in D.C. Supposed to be like a good school mentor.
Mm-hmm.
Supposed to help street people off the welfare and everything.
Okay.
I hate to say it, but most of these people are deadbeats. Okay, you get these people on there who, I've seen some of these people. Some of these people weigh 400, 500 pounds. They live better than she does. They're subsidized housing, subsidized medicine, subsidized everything. And if you add it all together, you'd have to make 75 to 80 grand a year. You know what I'm saying? To get what these people are getting. And myself, I work for myself, and I'm going to tell you something. There's no greater motivation to help yourself and pick yourself up than starvation. You know what I'm saying?
Yes. Well, and they don't have that. And we have created this system because we have put them in place, and that we're going into generation after generation. And, yes, they live better than a lot of those who refuse government help.
Well, and in New York, I'm from New York originally. And I've known four generations of welfare that do not teach their children, okay, to better themselves and get out of this poverty or whatever. It's not really poverty if you make it right down to it, okay? But they teach them how to beat the system.
Yes.
How to
work it.
Over and over.
How to work it. How to work the system.
Exactly. And I personally think the entire welfare system should be abolished.
All right.
Okay?
Okay.
Well, because number one, welfare was first started for World War II veterans coming home who couldn't work because of injuries and stuff like that. Then it got expanded, like you said, Johnson's so-called War on Poverty, his Great Society. And that was created not so much to help people, but to create more Democrat voters. You know what I'm saying?
It's going to come back to bite us, though, isn't it?
Oh, it has come back to bite us several times.
I can't
remember what celebrity said it. I don't know if it was Samuel L. Jackson or Morgan Freeman, but he said poor people have been voting Democrat for 50 years and they're still poor.
Hmm.
And the problem is.
But I'm not going to give the Republicans any slack on this because we've had several Republican administrations that have done nothing to change and better this nation.
Because they use us as a bargaining chip.
Oh, absolutely.
I used to be Democrat in New York, okay? Then I started reading the Constitution, became Republican. Then I become disillusioned. I'm independent now, strict constitutionalist. And I call them Republicrats now. Okay, the left wing and right wing are the same bird flying in the same direction. You know what I mean?
Gotcha.
And that's the problem. But the welfare system in this country is ludicrous. You know, you got people who are heroin junkies suing the state of New York because they got them hooked on methadone. Well, excuse me, you were hooked on heroin in the first place. You know what I mean? On welfare, and they refuse to work. You know,
yeah.
I mean, in the old days before the welfare system was instituted, the churches, the local communities would help people out. You know, in the scriptures, it says, he who does not work does not eat. You know what I mean? I mean, you know, Yahweh says right in the scriptures in Torah, you know, if you don't work, you don't eat.
Right.
You know what I mean? And, I feel bad for people. I've met people, but I work as a mechanic.
Okay.
I've worked on people's boats and cars who are on welfare. I've gone to these houses. The AC is cranking away. The doors are wide open. The windows are wide open. I go to my house, and my electric bill averages $50 a month because I live in a virtual cave.
Yeah, I understand. I'm gonna let you go. I appreciate your call. I want to get on to some other callers, okay, Mike?
Okay. You
thank
take
you.
Care of yourself.
You take, thank you very much. We have Chet from New York. Chet, how are you today?
Oh, good, Beth Ann, and yourself, man?
I'm doing all right, sir.
Sound good. And, yeah, the gentleman there, Mike, he was making me laugh because I'm from New York, but from the western end.
I was going to say, he doesn't have quite that Virginia accent just yet.
Right, well, actually, you're right. I think we got more like a Canadian, you know, hard consonants and everything. But, nice call. He was right on target. Actually, a lot of stuff he said, totally true. You know it. I do. But the only thing I wanted to say, my dear, was that the welfare system actually just smothers people, and that's what the New World Order wants, so they can never get up from it.
It enslaves
them.
It enslaves them. It keeps them down. It doesn't help them up.
Yes, ma'am, and as the gentleman said previously, and as you know, no, hard work will get you there, but you don't have to be rich.
No.
And what he said, because I used to fix home appliances about people cranking up the heat and all that,
mm-hmm.
100% correct. I go in there in the winter, they got the windows open, and it's 90 inside the house. So, yeah, a lot of abuse. But then again, like I said, because people are smothered, they really can't get the creativity from God, because creativity gives us that work ethic. In my opinion, but I could be wrong.
Well, and we all have a different talent, a different passion, a different thing that we can do. But you know, as I was saying here a week or so ago, maybe 2 weeks ago, when we were talking about the well, it's on Labor Day actually. I gave the report where we have so many jobs out there that aren't being filled for lack of skilled labor. And, you know, a lot of people turn their nose up at factory work. Well, I started out in a factory out of high school, and my dad was in a factory all, you know, for years and years and years. He retired from there. I've got a brother that worked in a factory, and another one that works currently is working in a factory. There's nothing wrong with factory work. It's
good income.
Nothing
wrong with any of it. It's just, all I mentioned was, right, if you work, you know, you'll get there. And
absolutely.
In society today, yes, we've made all these mechanical devices, so you need people to do it, and definitely not robots.
Well, and it has been suggested that those that are taking from the government, you know, maybe they should be out taking care of the mediums and, you know, the roadways and that kind of thing. You know, we should, you know, if they're truly,
my dad's all Italian and my mom's Scottish, but we grew up in an Italian-American neighborhood, and it was just very, you know, it was a work ethic. Nobody was rich, but nobody was really poor. And if they were, like the gentleman said before, you know, churches stopped in and neighbors stopped in. And I'm sure you grew up that way because I hear you speak all the time about
it. Right, right. We took care of people. We took care of one another.
Sure.
And,
I mean,
and we kind of...
You don't kick them and make fun of them. It's like, gee, they had a hard time, you know?
Yeah, we've grown away from that where they... I mean, there was always those that... had to poke fun at somebody for something.
But, sure, sure.
But, you know, you hear this privileged white thing all the time now. And my son was talking to somebody. He said, what are you talking about, privileged white? He said, I had to tape my tennis shoes together.
I remember that dumb
day. Well, you know, a duct tape would make them last just a little bit longer.
Sure. What was wrong with that? You know, my mom actually taught us boys how to sew. She had four sons. I think you said you were five, right?
Right. Yeah,
right.
I had five of them. They were supposed to have learned how to do that, but some of them claim ignorance these days.
Yeah, well, yeah, I did too, but it didn't work as I got older and I was a bachelor. It's like, oh, darn it, I'm going to have to sew this. And, you know, I remember what Mom said, and it was good. And you sound like a good mom, and you're a good lady pushing out the truth, so I won't take up more of your time.
All right, thank you, Chet. I appreciate it.
God
bless you. God bless you, too. You know, it's... going back into this article that I started, we're about to go into another break here, but this is coming out of Iowa. But however, the U.S. Department of Agriculture is sure that the U.S. Department of Agriculture is doing a great job fighting fraud committed by people receiving benefits in the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program. So there is fraud going on in this particular division. And so we've got the same people investigating themselves and expecting to get to the truth of a matter. But there is fraud going on. And, you know, it goes back to the welfare system that we have is not working to get people out of poverty. But it's actually keeping them there. And if I was somebody that was on welfare right now and couldn't find my way out, I'd be hopping mad. Because the idea originally was to help a body through a rough time to get up and get going again. Not to keep them there generation after generation. Make them stupefied and make them dependent on government officials and on government promises and on government taxpayer money. $22 trillion? Are you kidding me? 877-895-5410. That's 877-895-5410. And we will be right back.
Hi, I'm Joan London, and if you're worried about your parent or a loved one living alone like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service. You'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information.
They had obviously researched every place, not just given me names.
Really? Yeah.
They found me a place for what she could afford, and it was magnificent.
We're now very confident that she's safe, and they just helped every step of the way, and I can't thank them enough.
So if you're struggling to find reliable senior living information, call A Place for Mom. This is a free service, and you can trust them to help you.
If you're struggling to find reliable senior living information for your mom or dad, then call to get the free help you need during this turbulent time. Call now, 800-473-7921, 800-473-7921.
Abigail Adams said, "A patriot without religion, in my estimation, is as great a paradox as an honest man without the fear of God." CSC Talk Radio welcomes Melody Cederstrom with Discount Gold and Silver Trading, a Christian company founded on the principles of truth and honesty that provides a quality product, quality service with competitive pricing.
Melody and I are working together to bring you the best and most honest products and prices in the gold and silver market. Let Melody's nearly 20 years of experience in gold and silver trading be your investment guide. She can assist you with your gold and silver purchases. Honesty, truth, and integrity are her way. Call Melody and tell her, welcome to CSC Talk Radio, and then let her be your gold and silver dealer. Visit Melody online at dgscoins.com or call Melody Cedarstrom at 1-800-375-4188. That's online at dgscoins.com or 1-800-375-4188. Kenby Dairy Supply has gone above and beyond the call of duty for all their dairy customers. Many of you men call Hamby Dairy Supply to inquire about certain products. When all is explained, you men make the wisest of all statements. I need to ask my wife. Well, Hamby Dairy Supply female employees are wise and can help you make those decisions that just might keep you out of trouble and perhaps even make you the hero of the day. Let Hamby Dairy Supply ladies assist you in making those hard-to-decide dairy supply decisions. And women, Hamby Dairy Supply can help you too. If you need male second opinion, let the Hamby Dairy Supply men assist you. Call them now at 1-800-306-8937 or shop online at HambyDairySupply.com and let the Hamby Dairy Supply staff of wives and husbands help meet all your dairy supply needs. That's 1-800-306-8937. Hamby Dairy Supply for all your dairy supply needs. CSE Talk Radio has a goal to bring America home. I've made it my mission to help small businesses who are ready to serve America on a national level. At WillieSmoothRevolvers.com, Bill Walters is your personal gunsmith, specializing in action work and repairs on most makes and models of double-action revolvers. Repair and enhance the actions of many semi-automatic pistols. Visit WillieSmoothRevolvers.com. Whether hunting, competition, or tactical work, WillieSmoothRevolvers.com is the gunsmith shop for you. CZ Engineering cares about safety. Protect your horses from life-threatening injury by using safety post caps. Find safety post caps at your local farm supply or request a sample package by emailing them at sample@cze.com. Safety post caps for the safety of your horses and livestock. Visit cze.com because safety comes first. Support the businesses who support common sense and CSC Talk Radio. Have returned. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. We're in the final segment of today's show. We have been talking about the war on poverty and how it has not worked. We have not fixed anything. Yet, those that they consider on poverty are far from poor. Yet, they exclude those that are on the welfare system in their numbers. That's kind of strange, don't you think? However, I wanted to move on to elections. I have some articles here. And this is Scarborough. He's challenging Hillary and Jeb Bush to step up and say you're running and quit pussyfooting around. Quit avoiding the question and saying I'm thinking about it. Well, he was on some talk show, and that's what this came out of. And, you know, they do this. They play these games. But then he's directing most of this at Hillary. Now, she did appear in Iowa recently, and, of course, the last time she appeared in Iowa was when she ran for president back in 2008. So she's just now going there, but she said she's just there to help the Democrat candidates running for office in this fall's midterms. That's why she's there. You know, it amazes me, and I thought about starting the show out this way, and I decided to go with the war on poverty because I think that's really more pertinent to our lives and to our nation. But when I read these things, they always talk about the parties. You know, it's the Democrat Party versus the Republican Party, or it's the Republican Party versus the Democrat Party. And you never hear them talking about the people. Spending $22 trillion
for a war on poverty. That affects the people. And it's the parties and their policies that are doing that. Well, then he goes on into this article, and he says he's also making the same plea to his favorite politician, the favored politician for the Republican Party candidacy for the president is Jeb Bush. Who made him the favorite? He's not my favorite. Who made him the favorite? Because they think he's the only one that can go head-to-head with Hillary? Why can't we pull out a national hero somewhere? We've got him. America has him. Somewhere out there, we have a George Washington today. Somewhere out there, we have a Thomas Jefferson, a James Madison, a Patrick Henry. Somewhere out there, we have men of integrity who care more about a nation and liberty than they do about their pockets and their parties. So I have to chuckle. And then I get a little bit angry when I read these articles talking about the elections and the parties. The favorite politician for the Republican. They're calling him the savior of the Republican Party. Really? Jeb Bush would be the savior of the Republican Party? I don't think so. Not in my opinion. The savior for both parties is out there listening to CSC Talk Radio. For the elite politicians on both of these party sides are not on the nation's side. We need someone who's no longer talking about policies. No longer talking about new legislation. But talking about a constitution, talking about putting America back to work, talking about truly, truly helping all those who are on welfare, all those who are considered to be truly poor. We have a lot of poor in this country. There's no doubt about it. But it's not necessarily the ones that are getting the help from the government. And no one is saying we're against helping somebody when they're down. But I'm against keeping them down. And Hillary Clinton would not be my choice. And Hillary Clinton shouldn't be anybody's choice after Benghazi. The truth of what she did not do to protect those men. And not only that, we can all make mistakes, but then to hide it with one lie after another. And we don't need another Bush in the White House. I'm sorry. We need a hero. We need a statesman. We need someone who understands sacrifice. We don't need the elite. He says, he finishes up here, Scarborough said, the calculated approach of politicians to run for office was why Americans hate politics. No, Scarborough, that's not why. Americans hate politics because we're tired of being lied to. We're tired of empty promises. We're tired of the theft of liberty and money. It seems like all their legislation is how they can get more tax dollars out of you. That's all Obamacare was about. It hadn't had to do with your health care. They don't care what kind of health you're in. Give me a break. It's forced insurance. It's a tax. And we bought it hook, line, and sinker. Well, not all of us. Even if it was about your health, it's not their business. It's not their business at all. We need a statesman. We need heroes. We need them all to stand up from county to county. It's time that the good stopped being silent. It's time to bring America home.
Are you an inventor? Or do you know an inventor who would like to attempt to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to industry? InventHelp, America's leading invention company, has inventors information you can have free. InventHelp has been helping inventors since 1984, with sales offices located in more than 60 cities nationwide. Get free information of interest to new inventors from the company whose patent referrals have helped secure more than 7,000 patents. Even if you only have an idea for improving an existing product and don't know where to go with it, you'll want this free inventor's information. It shows how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to industry. So call now.
Call InventHelp at 1-800-577-2657. That's 1-800-577-2657. Get your free inventor's information by dialing 1-800-577-2657. That's 1-800-577-2657.
Nothing up my sleeve.
Do you believe in magic?
Now you see it.
Now you don't. The real magic of control is now you see it, now you don't, and your freedoms are gone. Richard Mack, gleaning from his wisdom and experience, titled his newest book, The Magic of Gun Control, knowing there is no such thing as magic, but only planned and thought-out illusions. We're being fed illusions when government officials tell us gun control will make and keep us safer. We're being fed illusions as truth when officials try to make us believe that the bad guys will obey their gun laws and restrictions. It is with years of experience that Sheriff Mack knows the only magic in gun control is when the Second Amendment is honored, and that America is truly free. Order The Magic of Gun Control today. Send $22 to P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018. Or order online at csctalkradio.com. Order The Magic of Gun Control today.
Attention Americans with no health insurance. If you did not enroll under Obamacare, the deadline has passed, and you could be liable for a tax penalty. There are affordable options available, but you need to act now. Call 800-212-4972. Health Markets Insurance Agency has thousands of options nationwide and can help you get the government subsidies you deserve to help lower the cost of health insurance. Under the law, if you have special qualifying events such as marriage, loss of job, or moving, you may still be entitled to Obamacare coverage. At Health Markets, our service is free, and we do the work to help you find the right coverage at a price that fits your budget. Call 800-212-4972 now. That's 800-212-4972. Health Markets Insurance Agency is the DBA or assumed name of Inspire Insurance Solutions Incorporated, which is licensed as an insurance agency in all 50 states and D.C. Service and product availability may vary. Agents may be compensated based on your enrollment in a health plan. HMIA 000365.